Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, welcome, family. Welcome to Pressing Over the Hump with Pastor E. We are here live at the Now Network Studios, and we are continuing to press to the next level. We are continuing to build our monthly journals now. We're in this new season of 2017. Remember, we're doing something that has never, ever been done before, and we're continuing to what? Go to higher levels so we can be on one accord, so we can stand in complete agreement with one another. Oh, I want to give the Lord a hand clap for praise for the power of agreement. But in this series of April, we're going to talk about a sermon you probably heard a lot, and something that we should talk about morely, excuse my language today, but that we should speak about more is the power of words. That is going to be our subject. Our series for the month of April is the power of words and how they can truly affect you. And I put my name in there and I say how they truly can affect me, because we're learning in the studies of the Bible that words carry weight. I need somebody to write that down as in the beginning of your journal, that we know that words carry weight. Words in the dictionary, it's a noun. It's a single, distinct, meaningful element of speech or writing used with others to form a sentence, and typically shown with a space on either side when written or printed. There's another that choose and use particular words in order to say or to write something. But what we learn about the word of God is that the word of God produces life. It carries weight. It does not, it's not fantasy. It's not unbelief. It's not unseen. It is a word spoken into existence. Now, we remember very vividly from the beginning that everything was created by what? It was created by a word. But what we fail to realize, and I know even myself as the front runner, is that the words that were spoken into my life were really molding me instead of my bones growing or instead of my hair or this or whatever was going in my physical. The words were forming me into who I am today. Now, you may say, well, who I am today is not who I want to be. Well, that could change by a word. Oh, glory be to God. And we're going to take a journey. We're going to take a journey on the power of words and how we use the words and how we work out the words and how the word must now become effective in my life. Psalms 19, one of our first scriptures in this word journey, in the power of words, Psalms 19 and 14, it says, let the words of my mouth. Now, as we go to the next level, yes, we're joining on one accord to build a army of God. Glory be to God. On one accord, waiting for him in preparation for the place that has been prepared for us. Oh, yeah, all of us on the same level. But we come with the word that has the life in it, not the word that has the death in it. And it's up to me. This is my personal journey to correct my words. I want to start over again. Can we have a start over period here on the Now Network, here on Pressing Over the Hump, no matter where you are, no matter how you missed it, no matter how you didn't do what people said you should have done, and on the other side, have not done what God has told us to do, today is your restart day. God, forgive us for not following your word. Lord, forgive us for not believing in your word. Lord, forgive us for not activating your word. Lord, forgive us for not sharing your word. And Lord, we believe right now that we want to forgive anyone that has been abusive with their words. We want to forgive anyone who has damaged us with words that are still in our spirit and still holding us down. We want to forgive any negative word that has been spoken, period. That, Lord, you can forgive us for any words that we have misused, any words that we have disrespected, any words that we have not honored to bring life and life more abundantly. So, Heavenly Father, God, thank you for forgiving us that we're faithful in our confession. Because your Bible says if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and true and just to forgive all our unrighteousness. So we believe that today, that this is our restart. We won't speak another negative word. We won't listen to another negative word, but we will what? Elevate to your word of life. We ask these things in your son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And Lord, I say, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable into your sight. This I say now in Jesus' name, amen. Psalms 19, 14, let the words of my mouth. I'm talking to me today. Are you talking to you? I'm pointing at me. I'm poking me. I'm irritating me. Let me know I got to go higher. It's time that I am doing better. I've stepped over and went higher from the I will that I am doing better. Oh, yeah, family, we have to grow. It's hashtag I am doing better. I am better. I am stronger. I am wiser. I am more of what God has called me to be than ever before. Whoop! Don't slip up because you got to go to the next level. Oh yes, yes, yes. Pastor E is going to continue to encourage himself in your presence that you encourage yourself. But the power of the word comes from the word that you come in. Because I tell you all the time, you hear this over and over again, and I'll keep saying it over and over again. What you put in is what comes out. It must be intentional that you have put up a roadblock from anything. And this is just not words in every principle we talk about, but in this series, that against there's a roadblock against every word that is not of life. Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, chapter verse 5, it says, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. See, the letter will kill because all we know is what we see. All we know is what we hear. All we eat is what we taste. All we see is what we look at. Instead of letting the spirit be the guide, being the light unto my path by his word. His word is that powerful. That it's a must be right. It's a must be correct. It's a must be frame of my mind that now my expressions, woo, glory, are not my expressions any longer. It's not my words. It's the words of my mouth. And then on the other hand, the meditation of what? My heart talking to me. And my heart is my mind. So my mind must be right so the meditation can be right before the word can ever be right. Because if I have a negative meditation and I'm allowing something through that, remember, that force field, anything unpleasing, anything that is not life, anything, we must be that radical. Oh, we're not trying to fix ourselves for here. These are the principles that we must take to go to the next level of preparation. And every day, all day, constantly, is my job to become more prepared for that place. Oh, you better get ready because you don't know when, you don't know how, you don't have the time, the day, the hour, or anything else. And if somebody tell you they did, I just go on and not listen. That's another word I don't need to hear. See that force field of anything that is not in pleasing with the word of God. I have to now make a barrier that it cannot come more through because I'm resisting. Sin is sin. And we always put the enemy's name in it, but the enemy is out there doing what the enemy does. But do I let his words come in me? Because I wrestle not against flesh and blood. Those words, you know, they used to say, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt. Yes, they will. How many words were spoken into your life as a young person, or even as an adult, from a harmful or from a dysfunctional relationship that those words are still carrying in me? Oh, no. We can't stay there because when I'm a new creation in Christ, old things are passed away. I was sharing this morning on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. It must be intentional that, or it must be acknowledged and agreed on that when you become in Christ Jesus, that's not your starting point. Your starting point is at the point of no return. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching this one. Oh, glory. Steal the tithe if you want to. But the way God gave me this is that, watch this. We get saved and we think we knew. Well, we're in Christ Jesus, but old things have been passed away. But behold, all things must become new again. That's the point. I think we're missing it, thinking that he's going to make it new again. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to make it new again. Because Ecclesiastes tells us he requires an account of the past. That if that past is now behind me, I have to go to that point and start. Oh, glory. With forgiveness and repentance and love. That now I'm at the point of no return. I won't go back. I won't turn back. Because I know that every place I go now is pressing towards that place of preparation that has already been prepared for me. And now at that point of no return, I can begin again. Because nothing was given to me free, and it won't be. See, now we've been given an opportunity. There's only an opportunity to have life everlasting. You must believe in his word, period, before you ever have access. See, we talk about availability. He is always available to you. He's always available to me. But to have access, you have to cross over to the other level of accountability, of dedication, and of putting your hand to the plow and working. Glory be to God. That now I went back and asked for forgiveness. I went back and forgave anyone that's done anything. Forgive any ought, big, small, little, big, small, large, whatever. Any doubt must be forgiven, and that's work. That's the work that we have to do at the point of no return. See, the point of no return reminds me not where to go back to. Oh, we want to think we knew again. You don't have to. No, you better remember from where you came. And you better remember what you have been through so you can help someone else not go through the same old, same old, same old, same old thing. But at that point, see, now old things are passed away because I have repented and I have forgave and I have been forgiven. And there may be some physical people out there still dealing with physical things that they'll have to grow on. But I know when I ask for forgiveness and I forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive me. That's what's important. So now the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are no longer my words, but whose? His words. And people were saying, well, how can you live this life of God's word? The two principles that I talked on this morning also was in Mark chapter 12, verse 29, 30, and 31. Jesus says, first of all, house of Israel, the Lord our God is one. He's the same to you, the same to me, and me to you, and all that. He's no respecter of person. We are on the same level when we're in him. Oh, yes. Yeah. See, you have to believe to get in him. See, you have to believe to receive him. You have to believe to ever achieve him. Hallelujah. And when doubt comes in, those doubtful words, see, you got to keep it out. Keep it out. No more in this house. When those doubtful people, oh, no, you can't visit here anymore. When those doubtful places, oh, no, I cannot go there anymore. I have to be intentional. Oh, that place of no return is real. Because watch this. At that point, all things, somebody say all things become new again. When? Right now. You have to wait for tomorrow or wait for next day. All things are new right now because you have done what God has called you to do. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I don't see it. You better see it, because when you get in the spirit, see, the letter tells you it's fake. The letter tells you you need to prove it. The letter tells you write it on the wall. The letter says, where's the publication? Where's the pictures? They want to see it before they believe it. But it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So the word transforms into spirit that you see it on the inside. What's the principle, Minister Terry? Table, what do you see? Not T-A-B-L-E, but you see the picture. What's your table look like, y'all? It's not you're not sitting there having a dinner with a T-A-B-L-E. You see the picture. Four legs, the brown, the black, the stretch, the glass, whatever is connecting it on all four corners, you see the vision. And now the word is an action. It's a verb now, because now I choose to see the word alive. I choose to be in order with the word. I choose to now act out so that you can see the word in action. Oh my God. Did I help somebody go from faith to the thing? Somebody will always want to see it in action. When you become the word in action, you are now the word, and people see in you the word that lives in you. And it lives in you right now because you are, oh, glory be to God, a child of God. You are in the army of God by his word that dwells in you, by the life that has begun in you, by the life that now works through you. Because now I'm a product. Go on, snap your chest. Say, I'm a product of the word. Now I'm a product of the word, so I can now affect my environment. So when I go somewhere in my environment, I'm not looking for someone else to change or someone else. I'm looking for what I'm doing. And how can I affect my environment to do the same thing? I need a change. I need a new start. I need a restart, because I never knew it this way, that it was up to me to go back to the place of no return and fix what I have already broken. No, it wasn't nobody else's fault. You see, that's the thing that we miss also in this word thing. We still blame folks. We still talk about folks. We still put our mouth on anybody. I tell you right now, if I can't speak word of life to you, I need to get you out of my mind, because now you're going to make me have evil thoughts. And if I have evil thoughts, I'll end up having evil words. Go ahead and write that one down, because it's up to me to go back and fix all those words that I have spoken and I have let being spoke to me. See, today is the cleanup day in week one of the power of words, that we get our minds right, that our words won't do nothing else but be right. I know that now what I draw into me is not the likeness of me, but it's the likeness of the word that is in me. Y'all all look alike. Yeah, because we all look like Jesus. I've even heard some statements on this network. Y'all all sound alike. Oh, yeah, because we all sound like Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. We're no longer in a personal, in a person of the word, but we are in the verb of the word acting it out. Oh, glory, because the word now lives in me. Listen on Fridays, Minister Cherry Herbert, she teaches on what's the word. What is the word doing in your life that you are now a product of the word, that you can now affect your environment instead of letting your environment affect you? I didn't say affect. I said infect. See, I can affect my environment, but our environments, the ones that some of us are still diddling around and hanging out in, are infecting us with that damaging word. Or every time you get a good word, get on a plateau, on a level, that number one person that always calls afterwards is the one who is trying to rob you of your word. In the kickstart, in the restart, in the renew process here today, you cannot allow anyone ever to say anything negative against the word that's in you. It must be confirming. It must be encouraging. It must be the word of being blessed, anointed, that you are a conqueror. Did you know you're a warrior? You're a warrior for Christ, that this word can be spread. We don't have to cut nobody, shoot nobody, hurt nobody. No, we can give them the word. Oh, yeah, it's going to cut at first because the truth hurts. But the truth shall set me free. And if I don't start my life with the word, if I don't recreate my life in the word, if I don't let the word be the only reason in my life, I'm just doing the same old thing over and over again, and I'm receiving the same old results because I'm speaking death to myself. And those words come up later. And then when you speak death to someone else, then words come up later too, and you end up speaking them to yourself again. Ooh, glory. Proverbs 18:21, it says that it is life, death, and life are in the power of the tongue. 3:2, speak evil of no man. See, that's just telling me now, don't listen to evil, you won't speak evil. Don't hang around evil, you won't act, you won't be evil. Just resist. It will flee. And it happens right now. That miraculous power of God's word alive in me is now being productive. Ooh, glory, because it brings life, and it brings life more abundantly. And now you can now recognize what eternal life is. You can now recognize what everlasting is. Oh, hallelujah, because you're not looking at the letter of the word. You're looking at the spirit of it, and you know now I got to vertically go to heaven, because if I stay in communication with God, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be. See, as long as I'm talking to God, I'm in the right place, and I can't hear nothing else. And if I'm not around the same people with the same love of that word, ooh, glory, I'm getting another word. And God is a jealous God. He's intolerable of any rivalry. I'm talking about us and those say that I am who he say I am. I'm talking to those out there that say I am a new creation in Christ. Not the unbeliever that's just getting on this line. You dial 1, we'll get you a starter kit and get you right in the game right now. Because he is no respecter of person. He loves you just like he loves me. There may be an atheist on this line today. I want to tell you, God had you call this number or get on here on the archive later, because he just wants you to know he loves you too. Out of all of the negative and all of the disrespectful things that you spoke to him, he loves you and wants you to come on over here to this side of love where there are no negative words, but that you can do it. That greater is he that's in you than the evil that's in this world. And don't you know that what you speak is what will be received? People are not waiting for a letter to get in the mail. As soon as you speak that word, don't you know that word is residing in that person? I didn't mean to say that. Believe me, that word stays. It sticks. Words are harder than sticks and stones, because sticks and stones heal up. Those words, woo, they implode and they destroy. They are a poison. They are an infection that will destroy, because they do nothing but produce death. And what are we? We are children of the light. And if you are children of the light, you produce what? Life. If you're going to produce life in anything, you better start producing life in your words. Yes, this is the series on the power of words. But oh, before we can ever go to the next level, you got to go back to the place that some of us are afraid to go to. We got to go back to the place that someone said you don't want to. But guess what? When you are in Christ Jesus, you can do all things. You can. Watch this. Be connected with prayer warriors like the Now Network and P2B Ministries and all the other covenant partners that we have. In any state, we'll direct you. Any city you are, we'll get you there. We'll get your phone number. But we'll go back with you. Because it's important to go back to that place and make that the starting point. So everything we do now is in the timing of God. Oh, no. We're not trying to make up time because a day to us is 1,000 to the Lord. And 1,000 to the Lord is a day to us. If we can make up some time and we're going back, woo, glory, to the point of no return and say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned and I won't sin no more. Oh, brother, and I sinned against you. Forgive me and I won't sin no more. And please forgive me for not forgiving you faster. I forgive you for anything you've done for me. See, now I can start over now. I got a new beginning because all things are new right then. New thoughts, new designs, new thing. And what is new? Something never, ever done before. You thought you had a good thought. Watch this thought that comes when you got a word in you that's new. Hallelujah. New ministries. New covenants, new outreaches on the one accord process of the same word. Oh, yeah, kickoff day. This is kickoff day with the series on the power of words. And family, I want you to take these notes and go over in your own process of how Romans 8 and 37 comes to fruition now, that when you read that I am more than a conqueror, do you just see the letter or can you see the spirit? Oh, yeah. High five. I feel you. Don't you know that Titus 2:1 says that we should speak sound doctrine? How do you get sound doctrine? By getting sound word. Read Philippians 4, chapter 4, the whole chapter again. But in 13, just read that part and see the difference in now and when and yesterday when you used to say, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Do you see the letter or are you encouraged? You're on a different level because you see the spirit of it. See, John tells us that those who worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, and they must coincide together. They must be in total partnership in belief. And when you believe, oh yes, God is moving because you're in another level of understanding. Oh yeah, now you receive. Oh, glory be to God. You're on another level of understanding and wisdom comes in. And when you get wisdom, what? You get some more understanding because now, oh, glory be to God, I'm achieving my agreement factor with you, God, that I believe in you. I really believe in you, and I know I'm not going to die. Call me what you want, but as long as I believe, oh, hallelujah, I will receive what God has said he has done for me. And guess what? This is it. This is what I want to end this with today. He'll do the same for you. This is just not some principles or teachings that God just gave for me. No, he gave them for me to give to you that you can build principles to give to someone else and we can continue to join on one accord. And yes, we sound alike, but that's because it's Jesus. Yeah, we're starting to look alike because that's Jesus. We raise our hands the same way. We lift our brows the same way. We have the same joy of the Lord on us the same way. We can tag team preach without wondering what the subject is. We just preach Jesus and we're going to preach a good one and take it to another level. The power of words. Woo, the power of words. That is our series for this month of April. And we will go to another level next week. We have notes after notes after notes. We have scriptures after scriptures. We have principles after principles. But as a encourager, I want anyone that's listening live by archive. And God, we have a big crowd here today at lunch to read James chapter 3, the whole chapter, at least by next Wednesday. That is going to be a basis of our teaching next week. But James 3 can also give you some revelation on how we could control the tongue. The tongue is a powerful tool, but we have to know that faith. When you have faith, and we're ending at that belief. When you believe, you have faith, and when you have faith in God, you can control your tongue. And when you have controlling your tongue, you can now have wisdom in your speech. And now you can even produce and be productive, as we talked about. What are your words producing is what I asked you. But then also I say, what do you want your words to say? What do you want people to receive from you? It must be one or the other, life or death. Heavenly Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity to press over the hump together, Lord. We thank you for your word that it has went forth. And we thank you, Lord, that we are new again. We thank you, Lord, that we have started over. We have went back and corrected all the past. I know some of you guys still got some assignments to do on that level, but we want to be in the mindset of one that as we end this broadcast, we're in agreement with you. As you go back and do the things you have to do, we want permission to stand in agreement with you. And we want God to move just spectacular through you in your journey. That as we meet back here next Wednesday, we are in a new word, ready to go to a new place and a new level. And we're going to control our tongue next week in Jesus' name. God bless you, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. You can meet us today. We got another service at 12:30. The gathering at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. That's at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard from 12:30 to 1:30. Well, 1:15, we closing out, we praying, and you out of there by 1:30. If you can't stay the whole time, come and leave. But we would love to fellowship with you today at the gathering at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. And for those out there that do not live in California, yes, we go live every Wednesday also. So you can watch us via live Facebook, which we get a lot of visitors across the country on that. We thank you for your support, but we thank you for your prayers, but we thank you for just being who God called you to be. Know you are beautifully made by God. Know that we love you, we honor you, and we appreciate you. But I want you to know God has great plans for you. God has greater than he has for me. He has a better vision to you than he did for me. He wants to do better for you than he's ever can for me. I want you to receive that today. Oh, I receive it back. Oh, I receive it. I hear y'all out there saying, oh, he's doing better for me than he is for you. See, that's loving each other as neighbors. See, I love my neighbor as I love myself because I want better for you. You want better for me. And when we get better going, that's what we get, better. Thank you, family. God bless you. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Women Speak Now tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. God bless.